Hello.
Hey, Valginger, it's Pete. Sorry, I was on a really long call with somebody.
You're good.
40
you're
minutes,
good.
Man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, so I just saw the application you sent over. Let me go through these emails real quick. So I got that application, and I have the bank statements. Let's see what else I need. So I have bank statements.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Hey, what were you saying?
Yeah, so I got the bank statements and the Everest thing and the application. Can you send over the tax, whatever you're using in lieu of that? Is it business registration or a corporation?
Yeah,
or
it's just a business registration thing.
Okay, yeah, can you send that over my way? Just give me everything that you gave Everest. I talked to the underwriter that I had in mind that, you know, is like heading all this. And I was like, hey, can you just handle this, push it forward for me, and get me something so by tomorrow afternoon latest? He said, yeah, just give me what you got. I'll make it happen. You're in good hands, man. What?
He has to possibly get it done?
Yeah. He said, just give me what you got, man. I'll make it happen. You know, I want to see exactly, he said he's got a couple programs in mind that he think he can get with to like, circumvent the whole tax return thing, which would be nice.
Yeah,
that was my main concern, honestly, that and, you know, the bank statements being so, you know, it's only 4 months of banks, but if Everest got it done, man, then, you know, there's no reason we shouldn't be able to get something.
Yeah, because they did I put them on like do not disturb now. I blocked the call.
Really?
Dude, seriously? Yeah, they called like literally 3 times the past hour, and I was like, "Yo, man, like, what's the rush here? Like, I'm the one who's supposed to be rushing, not you guys."
The rush is that you've got their numbers. That's what, man. They're dying right now. Trust me, they're dying. You got their numbers. You're coming to somebody who's better, and we're just, you know, essentially, if you had all the tax stuff done, I would have told you right now, like, give me what you got. You will for sure have a better offer tomorrow. Like,
yeah,
it would have been a slam dunk alley-oop. Like,
yeah.
It wouldn't be
so, I mean,
close.
Based on what you're looking at, what do you think it'll be?
I honestly have no idea, man. I'm not in underwriting, and I don't know how they come up with these numbers. I just get the paperwork in, pass it along, and then schedule the underwriting call for them to fill you in on the numbers. Which, you know, hopefully, you know, we get this submit. I'm going to stay a little bit late, get this submitted, make sure it's all good to go. And I know they do all the submissions towards the end of the day, so you'll be right on time.
Okay, so you don't need anything else from me, right?
No, just that business return. And
oh, yeah.
Once I send it over to him, I'll show him exactly what I have. And if I do need anything last second, I'll let you know. Send it over today before like 4:30-ish, and we should be good.
Okay. Yeah, just so we can, I mean, obviously now it's kind of getting crunch time, and I'm...
Yeah, it is crunch time. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, fuck, dude, I should probably make a decision pretty quick.
And you got these Everest guys breathing down their neck, and they're going to tell you, like, the loan's off the table, like, it's, you know, professional, someone in the network, it's total bullshit, man. You got at least 30 days. They're not going to throw anything out, dude. They're throwing their own money away if they do.
Yeah. Well, I'm not concerned about that. My main thing that I want to make sure we're on is, I just want to make sure we get a good deal, but obviously we have to make some payments to a few different vendors, so I got to make sure that's taken care of.
Yeah, no, 100%, 100%.
So I have the business tax certificate from the city of Redlands that we just have in our office. I'll scan that in and send it to you right now.
Yeah, perfect.
And then
let me look real quick, just while I have you on the phone. I'm going to pull up your Secretary of State file just to make sure.
Oh, online on the website.
Yeah, Repairem Inc. Kunal. It's in your son's name, I think, the filing still, but that shouldn't be an issue. When did you do that transfer, by the way?
Since March, but for some reason it hasn't updated. So we have to follow up with them.
Yeah.
Sent them that paperwork. And
to the Secretary of State?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's weird. Okay. Yeah, it says date filed 3/14/2016 active and has entity address 118 Orange Street, Redlands, California, Kunal Bhutani, agent. That's weird. It still has Kunal on there as the agent, but as long as I have...
That's why we're trying to figure out why he's doing that, because we looked at it and it didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. No. As long as I know the reason, I can have a straight answer for them. Hey, they did the paperwork in March. For some reason, it didn't do anything. They actually followed up, and I know exactly why and when. Then they shouldn't have a problem with it.
Okay, I just sent over that tax thing that we have. The city.
Perfect. And just to recap, like, Kunal is your son, and you just took over just for operational reasons.
Yeah.
Perfect. Business tax certificate, got all that. Legendary. Perfect. All right. All right, man. Cool. I'll keep you posted. If I need anything else, call your cell, right?
Yep. Perfect. So, I'm just kind of... I guess tomorrow's Thursday. It's kind of crunch time. So
crunch time.
Trying to figure it out. Cause have you heard of a company called Dynamic Capital?
Who? Dynam?
Dynamic. Yes. Yeah, something like that.
Dynamic Capital. Honestly, no. I've definitely heard of Everest. I've dealt with them a couple of times.
Okay, I see. And we sent it to this company called Dynamic, and they gave us an offer that was similar, but it was less. But it was a different payment. It made sense too. So. Now we have two. We have one approved that we're ready to pull, but with the other one, the guy's like really aggressive on it. So, I want to work with you guys though, because you guys are in San Diego. So
yeah,
cool, so.
Exactly.
Everyone from New York has something. New York sounds like they're fucking gonna stick up their ass. They're always fucking rushing.
Well, dude, that's the way it is, because they're just. There's a concentration of so many of those businesses and people in one space that, like, they'll rip each other's heads off for, you know, like, any deal. Like, it's too competitive, man. And it just becomes like a commission slashing contest. And then next thing you know, like, you know, you get three calls in 1 hour from some guy who's like freaking out because he's having a bad month and he needs this deal, and, you know.
Yeah, that's what it seems like they're trying to do. Like, this guy from a company called Rapid Advance.
Yeah,
literally
familiar.
Called. We didn't finish the application with him just because I spoke to you and you said they're kind of crazy.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
This guy his name is Dominique. He's called and texted maybe 15 or 20 times today.
See, you know, that's the kind of shit you get when you deal with the smaller companies. They'll just They're desperate. They're, you think you're desperate to get the money, they're desperate to give you the money, bro. So
that's crazy, dude.
it's just the way it is, especially if you're dealing with somebody from New York. Like I said, there's just too many companies in one spot, and they all just steal from each other. It's ridiculous.
That's crazy. It's pretty unreal, though. So so I guess that's everything I have that I guess that you hopefully you need. I guess besides that, I mean, what would be the process?
So I submit the file to underwriting. That all gets submitted at the end of the day. So you're still on time, whether if you got it to me mm-hmm. 2 hours ago or right now. They will issue an approval or a decline. Get you some numbers, and that usually takes, if I get it to them now, we hopefully can have some feedback, some numbers by, latest would be, like this time tomorrow. But once we get the numbers, it's not going to be like, I don't have to sell you on this. It's either going to be better than what you have or not better than what you have. If it's better than what you have, I'm going to ask you for a driver's license and void a check. We're going to draft up documents. I'm going to send them to you Thursday night. You can get those back to me Monday morning. We'll have this processed. You'll do the welcome call, same thing as Everest, and we can deposit the funds. Hopefully later that day, to be totally honest with you, it might be Monday, but that's going to be the same with Everest. That's just because, who do you bank with? Because we're going to approve the loan. It's going to, because depending, I'm not sure if they take a day or not. I know Wells Fargo, but just for the ACH thing, we'll approve the loan. It'll go through on Friday. Say we get everything done, like ideally. And then it's just on whatever bank you deal with, if the funds are going to be available. I think I was dealing with somebody that it funded Monday morning, and they actually didn't get their money until in the bank till Tuesday. So it really is going to be close. So, expect your funds, like, ideally, if everything goes according to plan, you don't hit any road bumps, Monday. Just about. And that's going to pretty much be with Everest as well. Even if they called and said, hey, we're funding you, today, tomorrow, or on Friday, then it's out of the lender's hands, and it's all depending on Bank of America,
No, that makes sense. Okay. But, I guess just based on your experience with all this stuff, like, just from all your paperwork you're looking at, what's your gut kind of telling you? Just, the reason I'm asking is just because we're just kind of in a crunch where I have to either make a really bad decision or a business savvy decision.
Yeah, you got good revenues, man. The balances are a little light, but I'm pretty sure we can get you something right in that ballpark of 100 to like 150. I'd probably say more around 100, 120. It's going to be very similar. But what I'm going to do is tell them, hey, the main goal here is pricing and term length. You either get it cheaper or you get it for a longer term.
Yeah, like even if we don't get a full, 125 or whatever, even 100 is cool,
Exactly.
Realistically, we need a 50 float, but if the more we have, it helps us in terms of being able to buy other materials.
And I know the best part here is to really just shoot for the long term length, because it'll keep your payments low and cash flow is all good. And then if you have a good month, you pay it off, and you can actually, I think it's like a 5% discount if you pay it off early, within the first like six or half of the loan. So I guess for an 18 month, it'd be within 9 months. If you pay it off, you get like discount on the interest, something like that. It's different with every program, but that's the best way to do it, man. It's like the same way if you're gonna, I just bought a car and I was like, hey, give me the lowest payment amount, and when I have a good month and I crush it, then I'll just put $5,000. I'll pay the, but give me that lowest amount that I have to, like, that I'm obligated to pay.
Definitely. And then I guess right now, I guess basically you're just gonna go talk to the underwriter. You've already talked to him about the file, correct?
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna just put it into the system, do all the the necessary, you know, cross the T's, dot the I's thing, get everything ready to go in there. And, you know, it's pretty much as soon as I hang up here, I'm going to get all your app put into the electronically into the system that we use and get that over into underwriting so they can start working on it before they leave today.
Cool. What's his feeling? What do you think his feeling is?
He said just give me it. Yeah, no, he told me just get it to him. He's going to work on it and do what he can do. Because, you know, I filled him out. I was like, hey, if Everest already gave him something, like, they must, from a legal standpoint, they had what they needed to issue the approval, so we should be able to do the same, right? It's like, yeah, just give me what he has, man, and we'll make it happen. And he's been doing this for, like, 10 years, so he definitely knows what's possible more than I do.
Awesome.
Cool. Man. All right, I'll keep in touch. I'll hit you via email or give this number a call,
right, cool,
okay?
Appreciate it.
Bye.